We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Beer here back in the Fantasy Bar Friday on tap. Six of my favorite plays ready for you on FanDuel and DraftKings, including a couple teams I want to stack up here on tonight's slate. A value play at the catcher position for our DraftKings players, a starting pitcher who was lights out in his first start and gets another good spot here tonight. And a beast of the night, I think, has a massive night in a huge spot. Who are we talking about? Only one way to find out. It's time to belly up to the Fantasy Bar. Welcome in, guys. Friday edition, Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack. Good to be back here once again talking some baseball. I've got six of my favorite plays ready for you for the Friday night slate on FanDuel and DraftKings. Thank you, as always, for stopping by and checking out today's video. Before we get into the plays for Friday night, take a second, click that thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of the videos. Pints and Picks will be back once again tonight. Another 2-0 night on that video on Wednesday brings us to 4-0 thus far on the season. I've got two plus odds props I like here for Friday nights. So we'll give you that in that quick Pints and Picks video, quick one-minute video, get you two of my favorite bets. But let's talk some DFS here. Before we do that, head over to rotogrinders.com. Check out the all-new look for the site, brand-new logo. Tons of giveaways going on in our Discord. You can join that for free as well. All right, let's talk some bats here to get us started here for Friday night. We're rolling with a value play that I think is going to get much ownership. We're talking Nick Castellanos of Philadelphia. So slow start to the season here for Castellanos, should see lower ownership here, even if Philadelphia is a popular option. This guy may get left off some of those stacks and was very good against left-handed pitching last season. Woba over 400, solid ISO as well at 239. And anytime Patrick Corbin is on a slate, I certainly want to take advantage here. 367, weighted OBA allowed to righties last season. And first start already at 485, Woba allowed in 2024. Good spot for Nick Castellanos to break out of this funk here tonight against Patrick Corbin. All right, let's stay right there with Philadelphia. Another less heralded bat in that lineup I like tonight. We're talking Alec Bohm. You know, so guys like Harper, Turner, they're going to garner most of the ownership here. These guys may appear in some stacks, but I do think this is another one where we get some low ownership here. And even if you don't stack the Phillies, I think Bohm and Castellanos, solid one-off plays here tonight against Patrick Corbin. Big-time power in this bat against lefties. 280 was the ISO form in 2023. That Woba nearing 400 here as well. We mentioned Corbin struggles with righties, but power has really been a problem here. Gave up 29 home runs just to right-handed bats in 2023. I think one of or both of Castellanos and Bohm can take advantage here. Send one into the seats, take advantage in this matchup with these cheap prices. All right, let's go to the Braves here. We're in a great spot as always. Well, let's talk one of the more less heralded bats in that lineup. We're talking Marcell Ozuna. So Acuna, Olsen, Riley, yes, any slate, almost every time out, these guys are in play here. But let's not forget about Marcell Ozuna, who's gonna see less attention, less ownership here than those more heralded guys on that lineup. But his number's right there with those guys. And in fact, even better in the power department. We'll get to that here in a second. But Woba, right there with everybody else at 403 against left-handed pitching. ISO led the way at 344 over the Acuñas, the Rileys on this team. So big-time power in this bat. And a good matchup here with Henry. Only struck out 18% of right-handed hitters last season. Gives up a lot of hard contact as well at 45%. Great spot again here if you're stacking the Braves. Again, pretty much a nightly tradition if you can make it work. If you can't, or you want to get a less heralded bat in there, Marcell Ozuna stands out to me as a great option here for Friday night. All right, let's get you my favorite starting pitcher for Friday night. We are rolling Brady Singer of the Royals. A great opening day start for him. 10 strikeouts in that one against the Minnesota Twins. He's generally not a huge strikeout guy, but it's always tantalized us and teased us that he does have this upside. So it's good to see that. And not only the strikeouts, but to see him throw 98 pitches in that game. A lot of times early in the season, these guys aren't going as deep or throwing as many pitches. So certainly encouraging to see them give him a longer leash here and nearing 100 pitches. And maybe we go over that here in this spot. Now, the White Sox, a good strikeout matchup, 11th highest strikeout rate against righties last season. And looking at the projected starting lineup, seeing five bats in there at 23% or higher strikeout rate against right-handed pitching. So while we may not get the 10 strikeouts here, I don't think 6, 7, 8 are out of the question here. Should pitch deeper into the game here again. And those Royals bats behind him showed yesterday they can pile up some runs, add it all together. Great spot here tonight for Brady Singer. All right, let's get you a cheap catching option over on DraftKings. We are rolling Francisco Alvarez of the Mets. So not only DK play here, you can utilize that utility spot on FanDuel at under 3,000. So a lot of ways you can roll this guy out on both sites. And I love the power we're getting here from a cheap catcher. Anytime we can get a guy with some power that's not going to cost us a lot of money in a good spot, checks all of those boxes here tonight. 257, the ISO last year against right-handed pitching. And Hunter Green, electric, going to rack up strikeouts, no doubt, but really struggles with right-handers, especially right-handed power. 379, wOBA allowed, and an ISO way up at 245. So Alvarez should be able to take advantage of this. Price is more than fair. In fact, a little bit too cheap, in my opinion. Gets a nice spot here in Cincinnati for hitting as well. Francisco Alvarez, great value option here for Friday night. All right, it's time. Take a look at my favorite play for Friday night. Before we do that, let's continue our Beast of the Night contest and give away some free Roto Grinder swag with a brand new look on it. All you need to do, click that thumbs up button and head to the comment section and guess fantasy points on DraftKings tonight for my highest scoring hitter. Don't have to try to guess who it is. It doesn't have to be the Beast of the Night. All you have to do, give a number. Whoever's the highest scoring hitter of the five bats I'm going to give you, and whoever's got the closest guess, we're going to give you some free Roto Grinder swag just for hanging out here in the fantasy bar. All right, let's wrap it up with my favorite play from Friday night. No mess, Beast of the Night. All right, Beast time. We promised you a couple stacks. So we gave you Philadelphia. We're also going to give you the New York Mets here and roll with the big man, Pete Alonso, my favorite play on the board in tonight's Beast of the Night. So we mentioned Hunter Green struggles with right-handed power here. We also mentioned a spot in Cincinnati, the Great American Small Park, one of the best hitting ballparks in all of baseball. So huge upgrade here for these Mets and Pete Alonso. Solid numbers against right-handed pitching, especially in that power department, which is what we're after here against Hunter Green. wOBA was decent at 349, but that ISO way up at 284. And digging even deeper into Hunter Green, really relies on two pitches, slider and four-seam fastball. ISO over 300 for Pete Alonso last season against the slider, and 398 ISO against the main pitch in that fastball. I think Pete Alonso goes yard in this game, has a huge night. Pete Alonso, easily my favorite play on the board in tonight's Beast of the Night. All right, guys, that'll do it for our Friday night six-pack here. As always, any comments, questions, or feedback, you know where to find me. Hit me up in that comment section right below the video. Don't forget, your guess for my highest scoring hitter. Don't have to figure out who it is. Just the number, whoever's guess is the closest. We're going to give you some free Roto Grinder swag. And I want to know who your top play is. Narrow it down to one play on this slate. Who is your Beast of the Night for Friday night? Let me know in that YouTube comment section. RotoGrinder.com. I am Beer saying salut, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Reminder, Pints and Picks will be out as well today. 4-0 thus far on those videos. And we've got two plus odds props I am eyeing for Friday night. Thank you for watching, guys. Best of luck on the slate tonight. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for checking out our videos. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel for more DraftKings, FanDuel, and other DFS content. And you can check out our daily live show schedule on rotogrinders.com/videos.